This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 12th Pentecost Wednesday CE. First posted August 18, 2010. Hebrews 12:1-13 Spiritual Discipline. Paraphrase. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, an audience of those believers who have successfully competed in discipleship before us. Hebrews 11:1-40. Now we are like athletes competing for a goal, so we must put aside those things which would interfere with our performance, and pursue with perseverance the testing which has been given us. Let us keep our eyes upon Jesus, who is the pioneer, the one who showed us the way, and perfecter of, who demonstrated perfect, faith, spiritual maturity. He despised the shame of the cross, but he endured it because of the glory that was to be his through it. As the result, he has been enthroned in heaven at the right hand of God. Let us remember the hatred that he endured. Then we, by comparison, will not get tired or give up. After all, we have not resisted to the point of actually shedding our own blood. And don't forget that God's word addresses us as sons. The anonymous author of this letter to the Hebrews quotes Proverbs 3:11-12, teaching that God's discipline and punishment is that of a loving father intended to bring us to spiritual maturity. We must endure for the sake of discipline. God is treating us as his children. What good earthly father doesn't discipline his children? We have all participated in discipline. If we go undisciplined, then we are illegitimate, not true children of God. Our earthly fathers disciplined us and we respected them. Shouldn't we be much more subject to our spiritual father and have eternal life? Our earthly fathers disciplined us for a short time as they pleased, but God disciplines us for our good, so that we can share in his holiness. At the time all discipline is painful, but eventually it results in righteousness in people who are trained by it. Therefore lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint but rather be healed. Hebrews 12:12-13. Commentary. A Christian is by definition a disciple of Jesus Christ. Acts 11:26c. Discipleship involves discipline. We must be willing to give up what we want, in order to do what the Lord wants us to do. Disciples are like athletes in training. We must be willing to give up anything that will interfere with our performance. Discipleship requires effort and endurance in order to reach the goal and win the reward. Jesus is our coach. He underwent the same discipline we face, but to the maximum extreme, and he won the championship. The testing we face is not nearly as difficult as his. We can trust his guidance and follow his example of submission to discipline and his perseverance. When we experience suffering and abuse for the sake of the gospel, let us remember what Jesus suffered. Then our own suffering will be endurable and we will persevere. Disciples are like athletes, performing in the world arena, surrounded by a crowd of fans and spectators. Our fans are those disciples who have successfully competed in discipleship before us. Worldly spectators may boo and taunt us, but our fans cheer us on. When I first was learning to be a disciple, I became involved in social ministry, concern for the poor and needy, in my congregation, and conducted a back-to-school free clothing exchange. As we set up and opened, I had the distinct sensation of being watched and rooted for by a cloud of successful disciples who had gone on to heaven. When we accept Jesus as our Savior and Lord, we become adopted children of God. Discipleship is the process by which we are taught to be God's children. Discipleship is not optional. We either are disciples, or we are legitimate church members, perhaps, but not authentic Christians. Unfortunately, in many nominal churches today, including mainline denominations, these churches have failed to make disciples, and have settled for making members. In fact, some churches have actually discouraged discipleship by teaching what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called cheap grace, the teaching of salvation by grace, unmerited favor, which is true, but without the requirement of discipleship and obedient trust in Jesus' teachings, which is false. Some churches actually discourage their members from seeking spiritual rebirth by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, by teaching that the Holy Spirit is automatically conferred at water baptism. See false teachings, cheap grace and spiritual rebirth. Sidebar, right. The only way we can show love and gratitude to Jesus and God the Father for what they have done for us in Jesus Christ is by our obedient trust of God's word in the Bible, and fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5:14. Jesus taught that his disciples are those who do what he teaches, Luke 6:46, Matthew 7:21-27. Jesus promises to reveal himself to and abide with his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, 21, and he does this by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34. By the baptism of the Holy Spirit, his disciples are born again, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life. Then the indwelling Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the risen Jesus, Romans 8:9, disciples us to spiritual maturity. He helps us understand the Bible scriptures, Luke 24:32-45. He teaches us all things and recalls to our memory all that Jesus taught during Jesus' physical ministry on earth, John 14:25-26. The Holy Spirit will help us to know and do God's will for us personally, will give us the resources to endure discipline and accomplish our mission in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?